Tachat Baba Kama, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Arba Avos Nezikin. There are four main categories of damages which are caused by your property and you are hired to pay compensation for. These categories are called Avos as they are mentioned in the Torah. Each one of these categories has subcategories which are called Toldos. These subcategories, since they are similar to the Avos, to the main categories, they are also Chayiv, even though they are not mentioned in the Torah. Hashur v'habor v'hamaveh v'ahever. These are the four main categories of damages that are caused by your property. The first category is called shor. This is referring to the hezek of rego. If your shor or any other type of animal enters into your friend's field and damages with its foot while it is moving, it steps on produce or any other type of damages, you are chayiv to pay. And the subcategories would be if your animal enters into your friend's field and damages while it is moving with any other part of its body or with the saddle on its back or with the load that it is carrying, you would also be chayiv to pay, as these subcategories are similar to the main category as the behemoth damages while it is moving, and therefore you are chayiv. Bor is the second category. If somebody digs a pit in Rishus Harabim and an animal falls into the pit and gets hurt or gets killed, you would be chayiv to pay compensation. And the subcategories would be if somebody spits in Rishus Harabim and then the animal would slip on it and get damaged, you would also be chayiv to pay, since this is similar to a bor. Maveh is the third category. This is referring to the damages called shein, which is that your animal enters into your friend's property and eats produce, you would be chayiv to pay. And the subcategories that are similar to shein would be if an animal was scratching itself against the wall and knocked down the wall, or was rolling around on produce and ruined the produce. This is similar to shein, as the animal damaged in a way that it was benefiting itself. Hever is the fourth category of damages, which is referring to a fire. Somebody lights a fire in his property and it gets out of control and the wind carries it into his friend's property and it damages, you're chayiv to pay. The subcategory would be if somebody leaves an object on his roof and the wind blows it and it damages on its way down. This is similar to ace, as the wind carried it, just like an ace which was carried by the wind. Now, there is another category called Karen, which is a shor that gores and causes damages. This is not mentioned in the Mishnah, since this is very infrequent. Therefore, the Torah is only mechayev you to pay cheti nezek, half of the damages that it has caused. So since it is not similar to these nezikin, as these nezikin you have to pay full compensation, therefore it is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Lo harei ashor kaharei hamaveh. The damages of shor, which is referring to rega, as we mentioned, is not similar to the damages of maveh, which is referring to shame, which is, if the Torah would have just written the damages of rega that you're chayiv to pay, we would not know that you're chayiv to pay for shame when your animal enters into somebody's field and eats produce. And since the damages of rega happen inadvertently while it is walking, this is a very frequent type of damages, and therefore you should have been very careful, and therefore you are chayiv. But I would not have known that you would be chayiv to pay if your animal eats your friend's produce. And since this is more infrequent, as it does not happen inadvertently, therefore you would think you would not be chayiv. Therefore the Torah had to write specifically that you are chayiv for shein. V'lo arei amavek harei ashor. If the Torah would have just written that you're chayiv for the damages of shein, I would not know that you're chayiv for the damages of rego. And since during the damages of shein, the animal is benefiting, so therefore, you might think you have to be more careful that your animal does not damage in this way. Since you know your animal likes to eat, you should have been careful, but I would not know that you're chayiv to pay for rego damages that happen inadvertently. V'lo zeh v'zeh sheyesh behen ruach chayim ka'arei ha'esh she'ein bo ruach chayim. If the Torah would have just said that you're chayiv for shor and mava, which have ruach chayim, they are living beings, I would not know that you would be chayiv to pay for esh, which is not a living being, as since these animals belong to you and they are living beings, therefore you should be careful to watch them to make sure they don't damage, as opposed to H, which does not have a life of its own. It could only damage if the wind carries it. I would not have known that you would be chayav for H if the Torah did not say specifically that you are chayav for H. Therefore, the Torah had it specifically right that if you light a fire and it goes with the wind and damages that you are chayav. Below zev zeh shadarkon leilech ulahazik karei abor shein darko leilech ulahazik. The damages of shor mava and esh are not similar to bor, as these mezikin are darkon leilech ulahazik. They move and damage while they are moving, as opposed to bor, which does not move anywhere. So therefore, if the Torah had just written shor mava and hever that you are chayav for these damages, I would not know that you are chayav for the damages of your boar, since boar is different than these other damages. It does not move and damage, so I would think you would not be chayav, as the animal should have been careful not to fall into the boar. It is not your fault. So therefore, the Torah had it right specifically that when you dig a boar, you are chayav if an animal would fall into it. Hatzad ha-shavish ha-behen shedarkon lahazik u'shmirason alecha. What is similar about all four categories is they frequently do damage, and it is your responsibility to guard them. So therefore, anything that is similar to these four categories, that they are also darkon lahazik u'shmirason alecha, you would be chayav for. So therefore, all the subcategories, even though they are not mentioned in the Torah, since they are darkon lahazik, they frequently damage, and it is your responsibility to guard them, as it is your property. Therefore, when they do damage, you are chayev. U'kishehizek chava mazik l'shalein tashlume nezek b'meitav ha'aretz. When your property does damage, the mazik, the person who owned the property, must pay compensation from his best land, which is, if he chooses to pay the nezek, the person who was damaged, with his land, he must pay from his best land, as opposed to if he pays from other assets, he can pay with anything that he chooses. As other assets, since they can be moved from place to place, they are always valuable to the nizik. They are considered meitav, a good compensation, as the nizik can bring them somewhere to sell them, as opposed to if he wants to pay with land. Not every land is considered a good land, and land cannot be moved from place to place. It is not easy to sell. So therefore, if the mazik chooses to pay compensation with land, he must give his best land. Anytime it is my responsibility to guard the mazik, such as a shor, and the shor went ahead and caused damages, I am the one that caused the hezek, and therefore I have to pay. Since it was my duty to guard the shor and it went ahead and caused damages, I am the one that has to pay compensation. Hechsharti b'miksas nisko, chafti b'tashlumin kehechsher kol nisko. Sometimes I only cause part of the damages, and even so I have to pay full compensation as if I caused all of the damages. This is talking about a case where somebody dug a pit in Rosh Hashanah that was 9 tefachim deep, and I went ahead and dug the bore an extra tefach and made it into a bore of 10 tefachim, and then an animal fell into it and was killed. I would have to pay the compensation for the animal that was killed, as a boar that is only 9 tefachim cannot kill an animal, it can only hurt an animal. So now that I made the boar into 10 tefachim and an animal was killed in that boar, I have to pay for all of the damages. Nechasim she'ein behem me'ila. Now, which property that is damaged would I have to pay compensation? That is property that does not have me'ila, meaning all property except for hegdish. As when somebody benefits from hegdish, he must bring a korban me'ila. And the Torah is not mechayev you to pay for hegdish that was damaged. So therefore, only if property other than hegdish is damaged do I have to pay compensation. Nechasim shel b'nei bris. I only have to pay for damages if property of b'nei bris is damaged. Those that have entered the covenant of Avraham Avinu, meaning only Jewish property would I have to pay compensation for. But if goyish property is damaged, I don't have to pay. Nechasim hamiyuchadim. When do I have to pay damages? If property that is owned is damaged. But if property that is not owned is damaged, even if somebody claims that property afterwards, I do not have to pay compensation to that person. U'b'chol makom chutz me'rishus hamiyuchadet l'mazik Urishus Hanizik Bahamazik. Anywhere that I cause damage in, I have to pay compensation for, unless I cause damage in my own Rishus, in the Rishus of the Mazik, as somebody brought his animal into my Rishus and my animal damaged his animal, I would not have to pay since he had no right to bring his animal into my Rishus. And the Rishus Hanizik Bahamazik, this is a Rishus that is jointly owned by the Nizik, the person that was damaged, and the Mazik, the person whose property damaged. This is referring to Shein and Regel, as the Torah is only Mechayim for Shein and Regel if my animal entered my friend's Rishus and damaged his property. But in this case, that the Rishus is jointly owned and I had a right to keep my animal in this Rishus, I would not be Chayev for damage that is caused by my animal. U'kishehizek chav hamazik l'shalein tashlumei nezek b'meitav art. When my property causes damages, the mazik would have to pay tashlumei nezek, compensation from his best land. If he chooses to pay from land, he would have to pay from meitav, from good land. This we already saw in the previous Mishnah. The reason why this Mishnah repeats this is to tell you, when my sword damages with its keren, with its horns, I also have to pay meitav. Even though keren only pays chatzi nezek, but if the sword gores three times, it becomes a muad and pays nezek shalom. And the Mishnah is telling us, when it pays this nezek shalom, it has to pay from meitav.